let's have our public hearing at 2 o'clock. Commissioner Phillips can run the public hearing. And so today, we now are gonna address the finalizations first, right? Which is numbers 12, 13, and 14 on the agenda. Yeah, public hearing now. So, maybe nobody has signed in to speak. Okay, well, let me ask this. Is there anyone here that wants to speak on the items that are on the finalization list? Anybody here want to talk about antelope hunting season, archery, deer, Sand Lake Refuge, or restricting firearm use on GFP land by Ocoma? Anybody want to talk about any of those three? Okay, if not, public hearing is closed, and we'll go to the open forum, and then after the open forum, we'll take a break. How's that? So, go ahead. We have two here on open forum, and okay, yes.
Mr. Chairman, we have two here on open forum, and at least one of them is muzzleloader deer optics. Isn't that a proposal or petition?
That's a petition.
Okay, is Roger Twombly the individual that's bringing the petition? So we would give him time to speak during the petition time.
Right.
Mr. Twombly will give you a time to speak when we get to your petition. The other one is Steve Nelson, and he wants to speak in the open forum on fees, dove hunting. So Steve.
Chairman, members of the commission,
are we on now?
Yes.
My disclaimer is this is a personal thing on myself and has nothing to do with the South Dakota Migratory Bird Association, of which I am executive director. I've given you in a packet letters I've sent to the legislature, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and this comes up from last session at the end on some proposals I had for a summer study, and the legislature at the last few days decided not to do any summer studies, so I told them I'd write them. The part that applies to game and fish, it's quite simple. It's time. I think it's time you increase the hunting license fees on a resident $5 and on a non-resident $10. It would tie in with the proposal I asked the legislature to look at for conservation, habitat, and predator control. The things that need to be done, and I look at this as a person that's been hunting pheasants for over 60 years and looked at a lot of habitat from the original soil bank to what we have today, it's time to do something. $5 isn't much. You can't get a hamburger down at Big Tom's, $7. It's gonna cost you $3 for a dozen minnows, $4 for a dozen night crawlers. Box of shells is $15. Three geese smoked and clean cost you $62. So it's a small amount to ask the sportsman as an increase, which would probably raise $1 million for you people, and it'd be more than that if you used it in matching funds like Pittman Robinson, or your 50 or 75% matching funds. What you could do with that increase as a start, and this would tie in with the program I suggested to the legislature. Think if you left 1 acre cover 8 foot wide along a fence row. To pay the farmer for that, it cost about $100. How many miles of fence rows, interior fence rows, could you leave 8 acres of alfalfa or milo or just native cover on. Think of what you could do for programs like stream protection along the Big Sioux River and Minnehaha. Well, that's in the information, but what I'm saying is that many farmers do a lot of this already, but I think it's time the sportsmen start paying their way. Now, very quickly, I talked to quite a few landowners in Hughes, Stanley, Sully counties, some in Lyman, Minnehaha. Their question on the other part of my suggestion, what is the sportsman gonna do? We raise the game, we feed the game, we take care of it. What's the guy that's harvesting out there? He can afford to help, can he? I said, well, that comes in with the second part of my proposal to ask the Game Commission to raise fees for habitat and conservation. Okay, I guess that's a point on the increase. The other thing I wanted to take 30 seconds to talk about is dove hunting. Legislature passed a law that opened up thousands of new opportunities for dove hunting, mainly like in shelter belts along roads, in areas where even the landowner on his own land could not. There's a great opportunity to get a lot of young and new hunters into the dove hunting with the passage of that bill, and I would hope that you look into that, doing some promotions to get young people into dove hunting. The state has 5 to 7 million doves, counting the migrations. There's good populations, they're a great bird to hunt, they're good to eat, and I think it's one of the things our state can do to get young people back into hunting is to promote youth hunting. And I think that's my 5 minutes, and thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Conley, do you want to wait until your position is up to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
Thank you for being good listeners.
Okay. Is Mr. Twomley here?
Yes.
Yes, would you like to wait until your petition is in front of us to speak?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Okay, we'll give you time at that time then.
Okay,
so Mr. Chairman, that completes the open forum.
All right, so we'll take an early break today and be back in about 2:30, 15 minutes. Okay, thanks.